Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the ha-di-di-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the princess, she walked happily home. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, she lived happily ever after.
Now that we got all that Pokemon talk out of the way, off the air,
our secret Pokemon opinions,
I'm gonna steal a joke.
Okay,
just because it was a one-liner on the internet.
Yeah,
that I think has a lot of meat on it, and that I would like to see explored further on the newest. Or there's a giant bomb video on the newest expansion for Civ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And during the video, they were playing as Canada.
Yeah.
And to win, or to end the video at least, they built a giant robot, took over the world as Canada with a giant robot. And there's a two-word comment on that video that lit my brain afire.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember who commented it, and I apologize, but they said Maple Gear, and I needed to know more.
Maple Gear is very powerful. I feel like Canada's military is a lot more potent than we are aware of, or that we think about.
Yeah. Who's going to check?
I know they've done some good work overseas, and by good work, probably, I don't know, there's a lot of killing, which is maybe arguably very bad work.
Sure.
But
depends on your perspective, I suppose.
This is not the place to get mired in the morality of war.
Certainly not.
Let's say
we talk about folklore here.
Yeah, let's say that they're I think they're more
there's
effective.
No morality.
I think they're more effective than people commonly think. I'm just going to float that opinion out there to start with.
Do you think that they have already had and disbanded a space force?
The Canadians?
Mm-hmm. Without us noticing.
The thing is, like, the first country to send, like, to make a space force and send it up there isn't going to have a whole lot to do.
No.
Because there's no one to fight. It's just rocks.
No, you got to go looking for a fight.
It's just rocks up there.
I mean, you can punch an asteroid.
You can't. Like, you can shoot up asteroids, and I would do that. And that's maybe the only thing that can get me on board the Trump train, MAGA 2020, if I get to be a space pilot. That's it.
The rest of the world can burn for all I care. Just send me up there to shoot at rocks.
That's it. I don't gotta think
about it anymore.
I'll be in space. I'll be a space fighter pilot. That's it. I'm sorted. Good luck, everyone.
Give me a rad streamlined uniform.
It feels bad to even joke about. But I'm saying if we did it, and if I went up there, mm-hmm. with all my Space Force friends,
yeah.
What do we do while we wait for someone else to make a Space Force? Just have a good time,
yeah,
riding around?
I mean, there are lots of cool things that you can do in Null G that you can't do in Yes G.
Yes.
Chasing water droplets for drinking.
Yes. True.
If you shoot enough rocks, you might get a lucky drop and collect some Oracalcum.
Yeah.
Which is essential for forging Ultima Weapon.
Yeah. I mean, there's good ways to spend your time. You can do some space mining. You can harvest the asteroids.
Mm-hmm.
Set up a base on the moon.
I guess that's it, huh? It's just infrastructure. You build some moon bases.
If you take enough pictures of constellations, Omugle will give you gummy blocks.
Now, did we drift into a different game?
Mm-mm.
Is it the same one?
Same one.
Okay. I think that would be good, because I don't know that I want to shoot at other ships that are piloted by people.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a thing that I want to do. I do want to go up there with a spaceship that shoots and shoot rocks and fly it through rocks and around rocks.
Just be careful not to go into the swirling whirlwind in space, because inside it contains Schwarzgeist, which you are way too low level for.
Yeah. At a certain point, you could start making things up. It may have happened. I'm not sure.
Would I make up a name like Schwarzgeist?
Someone did. It was either you or it was Nintendo.
And it's really hard to tell the difference sometimes. It's almost like we live with Nintendo.
Or is it Square Enix?
Because I've been talking about Kingdom Hearts this whole time.
Yes. And honest to God, I don't remember if it's Nintendo or Square Enix who makes this video game.
I think it's Square Enix because Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is. Why do I keep thinking it's Nintendo?
I don't know.
Because you love Nintendo.
It has appeared on two
everything.
Different Nintendo systems.
I don't know why I have like this Nintendo association in my head with King. It just seems like a Nintendo game, doesn't it?
It's friendly.
It is.
I assume Tyler is all video game companies. He's just like this buzzing amalgamation of video game companies that speaks video game.
I'm just a buzzing amalgamation of video game concepts.
That's true.
Video That's game, all I have up here.
Video game concepts and talking dogs.
And a tiny comedian.
Little Trapped. Jerry piloting it all.
Pinned underneath many concepts.
Little Jerry doesn't like to be there. Because Little Jerry doesn't like video games.
Little Jerry is trying to pilot this weird Voltron of talking dog movies, ponies, and many different video game concepts, plus a lot of One Piece. The One Piece is the ham of Tyler that keeps all the other organs in place.
I watched a video yesterday at work.
You're supposed to be working, Tyler.
There wasn't a lot to do, so I was watching a video.
Where's your
It was
ethic?
Animation related, so it billable.
It counts. Call it training.
I was watching an in-depth analysis that another professional animator was doing on various scenes from Into the Spider-Verse.
Uh-huh.
And there were things that he was pointing out that were things that I appreciated about the film. Uh-huh. Like the way that people move their fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the tiniest details possible. And I was just wondering, like, what does Little Jerry think about this? What does Little Jerry think about how I'm spending my time right now? Does he care about these details?
I mean, you're painting a very grim picture of Little Jerry's life.
It's unpleasant, I have to imagine.
Little Jerry just wants to do stand-up.
He didn't sign up for this.
And you want to improve your skills and observation. So that means, I mean, being an artist means looking very closely at a lot of very boring stuff.
Yeah.
And being extremely excited about it in a way that people can't understand. You know what one of my favorite things about Into the Spider-Verse is?
What?
The ratio between the ankles and the feet. I find that very pleasing, and I get very excited when I see the illustrations of that, because like, it makes their movement look really good,
mm-hmm.
and it just creates an elegance to all of the poses that they do. And I love it. I love it so much.
That was the thing that I appreciated about this specific video, is that every time he mentioned something tiny and minute like that, like, look at how these feet move and look at these fingers. He would always be like, that's weird to think about and say, but that's how my brain works. So.
Sure.
And I was just like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, no, like.
I'm glad that I'm not alone.
I totally understand. Like, sometimes I just really like the very subtle swirl that someone puts on the end of like an eyelash. And, you know.
That's enough.
Yeah. You start looking at these really tiny details when you draw a lot, because not only are you trying to understand the world a little bit better to recreate it, but when you're looking at other people's art and you like it, you have to then deeply analyze why so that you can steal the right stuff.
Mm-hmm. Gordy, what do you think about fingers?
They're fine. What? I don't know. They get in the way a lot.
What's your favorite ankle to foot ratio?
My favorite?
Yeah. What do you like? What gets you all excited?
A lot to a little.
A lot of ankle to a little foot?
Yes.
Yes. Big ankles, little feet. I was trying to think of what I do, like what details of what things jump out at me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to narrow down like specific example. I feel like it happens in games.
I was going to say it has to be like a card game mechanic or something.
It is that. It is like when mechanics represent or simulate something
mm-hmm.
really well, or when I'm playing something and I can tell like an interaction happens and I can tell like, oh, you spent a shitload of time coding this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I can guess at the architecture behind this, and that sounds terrible to do. Like, I'm glad you spent the 50 hours doing it and not me.
I get that sometimes with writing. Like, when I'm reading someone else's work, you can sometimes see the thought process behind a scene.
I think there's a moment that sometimes hits me where I feel like I stumble upon like the question that could have started an idea, where I like I'm thinking about it and I go like well, what if this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then it hits me as like, maybe that's where it started. Because mm-hmm. there are times, I can't think of a specific example now, but where I have come up or like started developing an idea that's very similar to something I've recently read from like a what if question, and then I realize like, oh, that's already a thing. Like, maybe they started from the same place.
Yeah, there are moments where that creates like this moment of camaraderie with the author that you're reading, and then there are other moments where it's like, I see what you wanted to do, and I understand your thought process here, and I shouldn't. You get that a little less in art. You can just be excited about wrists. I get really excited about wrists. That's one of my favorite things, is like how people do wrists versus hands and ankles versus feet.
This is another installment of our you call it a protracted series on art, extended series.
I suppose so. How many in a row is this now?
I feel like we're on this topic and we've been on it for a couple weeks, which is not bad. It's just the, I don't know, it's the season.
I have no memory of what we talked about last week.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, man.
We've done a couple of these just like musing
kind of analysis sort of
musing
things.
On creation media. Yeah.
Hey, if you want to play a fun game with your eyes,
that's the best way to start a sentence I've ever heard. Hey, kids.
like really start studying colors, because once you train your brain to start noticing things, like shadows are not gray and they're not black like a lot of people want to draw them at first.
Yeah.
They're the opposite color of the light source, right, which most cases is yellow, so shadows are purple. And when you train
you get
your
a lot of blues
eye,
or depending on the light you could yeah. get a red shadow.
Oh yeah, no, like when you get the funky colored lights, the shadows go all weird. But when you train your eye to see the color purple or blue in the shadows on somebody's face or on an object or the wall, your brain suddenly is like, oh, we care about colors now. And you can see more colors than you used to. And it's it's pretty wild.
There's some like decrepit old doorman in your brain who just says, welcome to the colatorium.
You've made it.
I've been waiting.
Dust blows off his shoulders.
Here's the keys. Go nuts.
Some people, so our eyes have three kinds of cones or rods.
I think
which
it's
is
cones
it?
That do color.
Cones do color. We have three kinds, right? And it's RGB, right?
I don't know the science.
That's it.
I'll be honest, I'm very bad at knowing anything about color theory.
We can see three colors, like three main colors. Mm-hmm. That's all the various colors that we can see, or some combination of those three. There are rare people who have a fourth one, like they can see a fourth color.
Yeah, fourth meal.
And they work at Taco Bell. Or they have eaten so much Taco Bell. It has opened up their fourth eye, which is better than the third eye.
That one can stay asleep. That one only knows psychic stuff.
The third eye.
And really,
don't,
what is
don't
there to know about what other people are thinking?
I don't want that power. Telepathy? No.
It's probably boring. Like, if you think about how your own thought processes go, it's just sort of a confusing.
I do not want the mundanity
performance
of everyone else's lives. But they can't see four colors, and that seems like a cool thing to be able to do.
I'm going to go on a tangent about telepathy.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it. I like in media when telepathy is displayed as being cacophonous, especially like if it is new to whoever is using it.
Sure.
Because it's like ears.
Yeah, brain ears.
Like, you can't right. choose what you hear. You're going to hear all of
ears.
It. You can, like, as you grow, you can start to, like, learn to hone in on what you want to listen to and, like, keep other stuff out. But for the most part, if something is making sound and you can hear, you'll hear it.
Right, but you can, like, you hear a lot of stuff subconsciously that you do not acknowledge.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, so, like,
over time, especially.
Yeah, right now that I'm paying attention to it, I can hear the humming of our, like, AC crap in the closet over there.
And the refrigerator.
And the slight ringing that this power block makes when it's on, which is always. But they kind of just fade in. Brains are cool. Senses are great.
What if you had the opposite power, telepathy, which is you could just shut that kind of stuff out?
You can't even hear your own thoughts.
Man, that sounds peaceful.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I want to shut out basically as many things as
I think that's
as I
what
can.
Meditation is, isn't it?
Is that what it's hard?
Isn't that
though?
The idea?
Yeah,
it's like, real hard.
Like, if you had the power that you can mentally create a sensory deprivation tank around you.
Please.
At will.
Please. That is the power that I want. Is I can't experience anything right now. Airplanes? No. Just into the tank. Goodbye, everybody. I will see you in 6 hours.
Enjoy the babies.
Yeah, meditation's hard. I don't know how many of you do it. It's a rough ask to do nothing for sometimes like a long time. I did it once for like 45 minutes.
I was
going
to say, I sometimes have a hard time just going to sleep.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Let alone sitting and intentionally doing nothing.
If I have nothing like actively to do, I make to-do lists in my head of the things that I should be doing. So meditation is just hell.
Cricket seems pretty good at it.
Cricket is a master of a lot of things, but none of them all that useful to survival.
Do you think Cricket has telepathy and chooses not to use it? Like, we could communicate as easily as we wanted to with Cricket, but she's like, fuck that.
She just blocks it out.
Work. I'm going to sleep.
I mean, she's a really good communicator in real life. Maybe she can hear our thoughts and she can't do the other way around.
Or chooses not to.
Again, because it would be a strain.
Or she's tried and like we just still We're hear it as rrr, rrr,
rrr, rrr, we don't rrr. Have those receptors in the brain.
But she is really good at communicating. She makes it clear what she wants and needs, even when it's kind of a complicated concept. This cat bullied me in the litter box and I need to use the litter box. Can you come protect me?
No.
She doesn't ask you.
I don't think so. I don't think.
Has she ever asked to drive you like a Voltron?
If she had telepathy, Tyler, you really think that our thoughts would not be interrupted by constant pictures of chicken?
If she could force those into our brain?
Yeah, like, we wouldn't be able to do anything. There would be visions of cans of chicken bouncing before our eyes at all points.
Yeah, perhaps it's best that Cricket is not like a hypno-toad.
I was going to say, it'd make for an interesting life.
It would make for a very specific life. I don't know if it'd be interesting. It would be very chicken heavy. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after.